So your reminder talk about the practice of letting go. Even if you tried a few times, you must have noticed how challenging it is. That attachment to our old stories and beliefs and wanting our way and preferences is a way of living that runs us. And though it's hard initially to learn to let go, it truly is the key to freedom. Meditation is the other key because it helps us to notice when we're attaching. So letting go, in a way, for most of the people I work with, is probably the hardest one. We get so easily carried away and distracted by thoughts and feelings and wanting our way, all different kinds of ripple effects of the separate self and being led by the five senses and the conditioned mind or the personality. It does wear thin, and that's what makes us open to this practice of letting go. What we are ultimately letting go of, if we go all the way to realization of what the self is we're letting go of our old identity, our old mask, our old beliefs and preferences and stories. They wear out their warranty, and that weariness can serve as a motivator to master letting go. It really is the key to happiness. It's not that if you're going, for example, to live in a medium-sized box, we call it a house, with another human being in an intimate partnership relationship for decades, you are going to run into each other. My partner and I call those egoic hiccups, and we give each other two interactions from the small self. Then we have to let it go. If you can learn to let go fast, you will have so much more peace and contentment. So I think one of the things that helps us to learn to let go is to bring our attention to the reality over and over again that we cannot control anything. And that truly, the most important thing to most of us is our inner experience. So why not give that all our attention? So letting go is the art of noticing when we're in contraction. I remember a couple that was really working at letting go of their stories. One story was, "You never listen, you never value me." The other one is, "It's all I do, all you want is more from me." Some of these stories, I'm sure you're familiar because your mind has created their very own. To unbelieve our thoughts is extremely challenging because it dismantles the whole structure, really, of the separate self. And that is terrifying to the separate self. It's death to the illusion of a separate self. So there is this valley of death one kind of has to walk through. So letting go brings us eventually to the sense that if we let go of what we thought we were, we're freer to be who we truly are. Open, authentic, unbounded, expressive, free, and always with the perception that we're part of the whole and the whole is part of us. That oneness is the harvest of non-attachment, because essentially what we're not attaching to is the illusion of a separate identity. So go back to the habit or trait you picked in the last talk that you identified to get free of, wondering how that's going. It's very challenging to notice and then to let go. So it takes really two developed qualities: conscious awareness, so that we can notice when we need to let go, and self-control, because the letting go is challenging. It's very pleasurable and comforting and familiar to attach to our old patterns. It's just that it cost us our freedom. So that couple I was mentioning, it's so fascinating. We can feel on the inside and we can tell when we're watching someone attached to something. They're contracted, they're disturbed, they're upset. And then we know what it's like when we finally feel it let go. We're relaxed, we're at peace. So be diligent in your practice of non-attachment. It is so worth it. The more you let go, the more spacious freedom you get to access. So until our next lesson, our final lesson on meditation, continue to practice all three of those practices.